This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration is designed to prepare students to lead in the social sector by combining classroom learning with field education and five focused pathways. The final deadline for the program is April 1st. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork.
Good afternoon. I'm Susie Ahn, and this is The Rundown. Residents of a shelter on the Magnificent Mile have been evicted to make room for occupants of a tent encampment being cleared ahead of the Democratic National Convention. The Sun-Times reports more than half a dozen unhoused people say they were ejected or fear being removed from the former Tremont Hotel at 100 East Chestnut Street. Their removal comes as the Chicago Department of Family and Support Services is in the process of clearing a highly visible encampment near the Dan Ryan Expressway. Under a new program, residents from that encampment and others will be relocated to the Tremont Hotel. Illinois' House Republican leader is confident they'll win back some seats in Springfield this year. Democrats hold a supermajority of seats in both the state House and Senate. House Minority Leader Tony McCombie says state lawmakers passed a new rule this year preventing candidates from getting on the ballot after a primary election. That angered some people in a currently Democratic district near St. Louis.
Madison County is very upset. Voters don't like to be told who is going to be their representative. So that is a seat that became interesting for us.
The measure was seen at the time as something to protect the incumbent there, but her Republican opponent filed his nominating petitions the day before the law took effect. McCombie also says she thinks Republicans can win back a few districts in Chicago suburbs. Scientists will launch birthday party-sized balloons across the city to understand how Chicago's skyscrapers affect the climate. My colleague Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco reports that the goal is to understand how heat varies across Chicago's many neighborhoods, especially compared to downtown. Deanna Hentz is professor of atmospheric science at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign.
We're going to be combining those different looks of these profiles to get an idea of how these measurements vary across the city, which has never been done before here in Chicago.
For 2 weeks, 60 balloons will fly styrofoam cups equipped with probes to measure temperature, humidity, and air pressure across different parts of the city. The Chicago set kitchen series The Bear received a record-breaking number of Emmy nominations this morning. The FX show is up for 23 of the TV Industry Awards, which is the most any comedy series has ever garnered in a single year. That record was previously held by Tina Fey's show 30 Rock. The Bear is nominated in categories including Best Comedy Series, Best Actor, and Best Actress. These awards are for the show's second season, which was released last summer. Season 3 is out now. Weather for the rest of the day, we have a chance for isolated showers this afternoon with highs in the lower 80s. A chance for rain tonight with a low around 64. We get a cool down for tomorrow, a high in the lower 70s, under mostly sunny skies. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Susie Ahn. Thanks for listening.